It's the Praise Party, and we welcome to the Praise Party, Dana Devine.
Hey, hey.
Dana, how are you?
I am blessed and highly favored in Chicago. Just thanking God for another day to be used.
Well, all right. Well, Dana, you're coming off of the smash hit, The Gospel Slide. That was a little something different for the gospel world, and whether they were ready for it or not, they got ready for it.
Hey, well, you know, I think that if in the new millennium, we just have to recognize that God speaks in many different languages, and hence the title of my new CD, A New Language, and he's speaking in holy hip-hop, he's speaking in gospel house, he's speaking through mime, he's speaking through liturgical dancing, and he's speaking through different genres of music, and the gospel slide was completely an anointed song. It took 45 minutes to record. All of the vocals are original. Nothing was changed. And I just think God sprinkled some favor on that because it's okay to dance. It's okay to dance. David danced till his clothes fell off. So
sure did.
I think that, you know, 3 years later, I travel a lot. I get wonderful, warm responses from people about the gospel slide. And I believe that God intended it so that somewhere a relationship was healed through the music, that somewhere a grandfather wasn't speaking to his grandson any longer, and they played the gospel slide, and both got up and were dancing next to each other and started the mending part of a relationship. Or maybe a young girl was gospel sliding next to a young fellow who blossomed into young love. Who knows? I just think that I was being used. And so however the gospel slide goes forward, I just thank God for it.
The project, A New Language.
Yes.
Now, on the enhanced CD, mm-hmm. you can see people doing the gospel slide, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tell us about the project and why did you decide to put that on the CD?
Well, no doubt, every time we sold a gospel slide single, we sold the video because just, you know, even as I travel, I see people do, you know, I do the Holy Ghost or put your hands together, pray. Everybody kind of has different steps, which is great. I just love it. But, you know, just I guess to have a general idea, I definitely know the cha-cha sliders because they move backwards, and this dance is about going forward and moving forward. So I think, you know, hello?
Hey, I'm still here.
Oh, okay. Okay. It got mighty quiet.
Yeah.
Just this listening. Dance is about moving forward. So when we were doing the new CD,
okay.
we put the enhance. It was not easy, and it took a lot more time and effort than I thought. But I'm so glad that I didn't give up, and the guy gave me that vision because I know that people want to see how to do the dance. So really, I just think it's an incredible value because now you have the CD on the. I mean, the video on the CD, so you can check it out. It's only available through your computer. I mean, you can only view it through your computer. It's enhanced. It's not a DVD.
Right.
But if you pop it in your computer, it'll show you the steps. And I am not in that video for anybody listening. And that wasn't supposed to happen, but that's how it happened. And I'm just looking forward to shooting maybe another one day.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Tell us about Sweet to My Soul. And Maurice Joshua, who...
Well, I guess I should preface it by saying that this is my 20th recorded project, this A New Language I have been doing. I wrote and produced a lot of house music back in the day. I'm from Chicago, hey.
Mm-hmm.
And Sweet to My Soul is a gospel house track. Maurice Joshua, who is a dear friend of mine, and a lot of dear friends of mine produced on the CD, did some music and some instrumentation. And he just, you know, he just was right there. Some friends, it was very easy for me to call on my nest of producers that I know. So Maurice just happened to win a Grammy. It was just so perfect. He got a Grammy this year for Remixer of the Year, Crazy in Love for Beyonce. So that was wonderful.
Really?
And that was just, I was like, hey, go Maurice. So we're real proud of him. And so I have gospel house on this. So Sweet to My Soul is it's just a little, it's a sweet little, oh, it's smooth. I like that song. He's so sweet to my soul. it just started out kind of like a mantra, and it evolved into more lyrics and a song. And that's one of my favorite tracks on the CD.
It'll make you want to bounce, bounce, bounce.
When I think about you. Oh, you know, these songs, as a songwriter, and I think of myself as a songwriter first and foremost, I'd like to think of myself as a psalmist that God uses, you know, to write songs through. And all of the songs are you know, they come from somewhere, of course. And bounce, you know, sometimes when I'm at church, that's what it looks like people are doing to me. Look like they just bouncing. And that's how you move sometimes in line. I tried to clap my hands. I tried to stomp my feet. I tried to nod my head, but it just don't do. That's why I bounce, bounce, bounce. And he's, you know, God just gets me excited like that.
Okay.
And when I think of all the good things that he's always done for me,
it makes you want to bounce.
But my real jam on there is that peace, power, love, grace. They always stay together. Have you played that for your listeners yet?
Okay, I haven't played that. I'm going to have to play that. I played No One Like You.
Uh-huh.
I like that, you know. And, of course, I played Bounce, 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 the gospel slide. And I've always also played, what is
So
that?
Easy.
Yep, So Easy. Mm-hmm. And No One Like You.
So. Well, peace, power, love. Well, you did very good. Very good, Ace. Very good. You got good. You know what, though?
Thank you, Dana.
There are quite a few just real mellow songs on this CD. You know, mm-hmm. As I said, this is my 20th recording, and I honestly think this is my favorite one. And I don't know if it's because I'm the label or if it's just, I don't know. It's my first catalog of completely gospel songs. And all the songs just minister to me. So when I listen to the CD now, it's almost as if it's somebody else. You know,
mm-hmm.
I listen to the songs, I listen to the lyrics differently. You know, they bless me, so I be getting the Holy Ghost. Talking about, use me, Lord. Here are my hands for you to hold. Here is my mind for you to mold. I know we're on time, but, you know, today, just like maybe an hour ago, there was a terrible accident in front of my home.
Wow.
And I was working. And I heard the big bang, and, you know, I just sat here because, you know, you kind of wait for an after sound.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't hear any screaming, crying, or anything like that. But I heard somebody outside say, help, right? So I came out. I was just, you know, was looking crazy. You know, you see how you're sitting at home, you know,
mm-hmm.
doing my husband's shoes, the closest everything, and ran out the house. And this woman was, her car was totaled. I thought she had expired, but when I got closer to her, she was breathing. And, you know, nobody was really moving her, which they should not have. But I just started praying, you know, just pleading the blood of Jesus, just pleading the blood. And do you know that she kind of was hanging out the car. She was caught in between the door, like, so nobody wanted to move her out of the door.
Mm-hmm.
But as I prayed and was loud and probably hysterical sounding, the woman raised her hand up in acknowledgement. Just, I said, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And we got on one accord, and she heard me. And I believe that I was just being used at that time. That's all. God sent me at that very moment. I was home. It was there. And just I was saying, calm down, thank the Lord, praise Jesus, you know, just keeping her. And I don't think she died. I think she's still alive. They, of course, the ambulance came and took her away. But, you know, when I got home and I was shouting and jumping around my house, I was shouting because I just thank God for being used and available, and who knows. And when the woman, she didn't know me, when she is fine and she remembers that moment, I'm sure, and she will remember that somebody came and prayed right there for her, and maybe that could have been a difference for her. So that was a long story, huh?
Hey. But, hey, we thank God for you, for that testimony, and for people like you who will get involved and would help. And I'm sure she's thanking God for a Dana Divine, although she don't know who
you are.
But she's thanking God
for you. Oh, somebody prayed for me.
I'm
got down on their knees and prayed for me. That's all. You know, she needed an intercessor at that time,
mm-hmm.
somebody to stand right in the gap. And I was available to stand in the gap for her at that time. and maybe when she could not get, you know, whatever, her mind was not focused on, well, I don't know what she was thinking about, but I was available to stand in the gap for her, in the seat. And so I just thank the Lord that I'm used here as my mind, God, for you to mold. So whatever it is of me in my day that he can use me for, I just want to be available for that.
Well, we appreciate that because, like the word says, what you do for the least of my people, you do for me. So, hey, we thank you, Dana.
Yeah.
Dana, how would you, if you were to describe the project, what type of music would one get?
I would say if you like choirs and quartets, you're not going to like this CD.
Uh-huh.
How about that? I don't know what it's like, but I know what it's not like.
Okay.
It is not like, I think it's contemporary, and I wanted it to be contemporary. It didn't happen that way. I intended it for it to be contemporary. I have three kids, three small, 7, 4, and 2, and it is so important for them to have music that they can relate to as far as the music, maybe just the lyrics, of course, being inspirational. And that's my motivation. I want to have music my kids. My kids listen to the CD like it's, you know, it's not their mama. And have positive, uplifting, inspirational words. So if it sounds contemporary, well, hey, I think that I pray before every song that I write, and I believe that God showed up in this recording of music. So I don't know. I don't want to put myself in a box. I just like good music. I like country music. I like classical music. I like it all. So if my CD, I think my CD is very diverse. That's one thing I can say, that from the first track, the Use Me, Lord, to Sweet to My Soul, that's dancing, it just has a nice flow from the first song to the last. I kind of pop it in and just let it go.
Oh, you can.
And you get to the end, and there's the Reverend Alexis with all of her divineness, and she lays it on down. And a quick story on that one. She came down, it's my pastor's wife, she came down to the studio, and she laid out, I said, I want you to just pray over these tracks. And she did all three songs in about 8 minutes. She just rolled through it. It was just incredible. So quickly that she didn't even have to pay to park, because, you know, most parking garages have a 10-minute grace period.
Mm-hmm.
So she was like in and out before 10 minutes. The anointing fell upon her.
Wow.
And it's clear every time I hear her, I get the chill, because I know I was there, and I can conjure it up, and you can hear it come. I think there's you know, the root word of music is muse, and music has a muse, and often the muse from the music comes straight through the radio, you know, whether it's the sexual muse, like a lot of the R&B songs. That's why you have to be so careful, because the spirit comes right out, bam, hits you. The muse behind the music is there, and so it affects you in a certain type of way. So the muse behind Sweet to My Soul and Reverend Alexis comes right across, the inspiration does, and you can feel it. So that's a wonderful way to end the CD. She blessed that little CD for me. I just thank her for that.
Our guest on the Praise Party, Dana Devine, my good friend out of Chicago.
Yes.
Dana,
yes.
Finally, tell us about the Gospel Music Workshop of America, Kansas
really
City. Tell us about that.
Well, it was my third workshop, and, you know, it's a late night. You know, they start musicals 2 o'clock in the morning. You know, I'm tired. I'm a mother of three. 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm getting ready for my 6 o'clock in the morning call, so... They were nice, and I was just so tired. But when you get to the musical, and Donald Lawrence, and oh my goodness, I'm the worst with names. When they start ministering, and all of the Yolanda Adams was the hostess, and you know, you see why you come. The spirit comes in at 2 o'clock in the morning, and you forget how tired you are, and you're praising God at 2 o'clock in the morning. To 3 o'clock in the morning, and the roof is on fire.
Wow.
The roof is on fire with the Spirit of God that is just about to tear up the whole place, you know. So I I think it's a wonderful experience. You get to hear a lot of music from across the nation, people coming together to, you know, just experience gospel music. I think that's what it's about. So I enjoyed it. I took my dancers. We hit it. We took four dancers and two singers, and we went down to GMA and had a really rip-roaring good time.
Hey, great.
Yeah, that was great. So I want to... I just want to encourage you, too, that, you know, in your ministry and what you're doing, and this is a beautiful thing, this praise party.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, and we're glad to have guests like you, Dana Devine, on the praise party.
Oh, I just appreciate your support. And, ooh, did you hear that?
Yeah, I did.
That's thunder in Chicago.
Wow, thunder in Chicago, huh?
Thunder in Chicago. Here come, okay, Virginia. Here come the kids.
The
they
kids.
Just got by the soul.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that was pretty loud. We're all set for some severe thunderstorms, I think the aftermath of the hurricane.
Okay.
So this is our first, we're about to storm here tonight.
Wow.
Got some good movies. I just going to chill out and... Mm-hmm. Enjoy this little family tonight.
It sounds
in the rain.
Great.
I like rain.
Yeah.
I like a good rainy evening. I do. I can just get some good food.
Mm-hmm.
Some good relaxing. So a board game or something.
Yeah.
Hey.
That's Dana Devine, huh?
Yeah, right. That's Dana at home, right? You know there's two Dana Devines.
Okay.
There's the Dana Devine that is ministering, and the mama Dana Devine when she walks through that door.
I heard that.
The one that cooks and cleans behind three kids all day long.
Hey, well, Dana, we thank you, and we are encouraging folks to pick up the project, A New Language.
Yes.
And I'll tell you, you'll get some diverse music from Dana Devine on this project. You know.
And I think, well, somebody emailed me. This is how I check. You know, somebody, if you're listening and you've bought it or you've been encouraged, just let me know. You can reach me at dana@danadevine.com. And my website is danadevine.com with an I, D-I-V-I-N-E. And I would love to hear from your listeners to and give me some encouragement. Pray for me, please. Please pray for me.
It will
and
do.
That is my prayer. And I will pray for you.
Thank you, Dana.
And I have all my kids pray for you, too, okay?
I love it, Dana. We'll pray for each other.
Yes. That's a powerful song that I'll pray for you. You pray for me. I love you, and I need you to survive. Good, simple lyrics. I like a good, simple song.
It is.
You know, I think a simple song I tend to gravitate towards.
Hey, well, Dana,
yes,
we're running out of time, my dear, but we hope that folks will go to your website, danadevine.com.
Yes, and we have some CDs. I'm going to send you. Can you do some giveaways?
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah.
Yeah, give some away. Somebody
okay.
Be a blessing. You call, let's see, the first, what, five?
Okay.
First five folks to get in touch with HJ tonight. Get a Dana Devine New Language CD that is enhanced with the Gospel Slide video, and I will sign an autograph, a photograph.
Sounds good.
For you. How about that? So you got to leave your name, too.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, Dana. We'll hook it up, okay?
All right. Well, thank you, and God bless you, and thank you for your support, and I want to thank your listeners, and I'm coming to Virginia, your town, very, very soon.
Okay.
And yours is going to be the first stop.
And that'll work. Okay.
My kid said rain is coming in the house.
Uh-oh. Well, let me let you go,
okay,
Dana.
God bless
you.
And thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Our guest on the praise party, Dana Devine.